Hey there, I'm so glad it's you who's listening. You're one of the few guys I know who gets me. And one of the things you know about me is how when a man pleases me sexually, I feel this wonderful loss of control. I know. That's strange for me to say, right? Because in other areas of my life, I cherish being in control. At work, I really enjoy feeling respected. Having people look to me for direction, acknowledging my experience and expertise. And as you know, the one thing that annoys me more than anything else is a man thinking he has rights over me. That in our sex life, I'm there solely as a route to his own orgasm, so that my body's a sort of human fleshlight for him to come into. I hate that feeling of being just an appendage for his pleasure. And yet, when I think about times when I feel the most free, it's in those moments when my body is overwhelmed with joy and waves of bliss are saturating my consciousness, as I come and come over and over again, my body writhing and twisting with a will of its own, my hips bucking, my groin thrusting, and sounds that I never ever hear coming out of my mouth. Moans, sobs, whimpers, animal, primal grunts. That's when I feel the most liberated. How does that happen? How is it that a woman like me, who doesn't take shit from anyone, who likes to be in charge, feels so alive when I'm being dominated, when I'm a man's plaything to be treated in any way that pleases him? I love being in that state of submission, knowing I'm the object of his desire and he's deciding how he's going to play me, teasing me, grazing me, licking me, opening me, until he sees that I'm at an almost painful breaking point, that I'll die if I don't come. Knowing that he's decided to give me release as my wave of pleasure has been building, knowing that he's touching me in a special way that only he knows I like. I mean, that's what gives me the most intense orgasms, those where I'm not really me anymore. I'm just a throbbing, pulsating creature of pure bliss. It seems so illogical, so counterintuitive, that such a big part of my pleasure comes from giving myself to someone, knowing that he's using his hands, his mouth, his cock as a vessel of pleasure for me, not for him. I feel his fingers stray over my pubic mound and gently pull my labia open. His tongue grazes my clitoris as he laps up and down each of my lips. My body tenses as the universe holds its breath, because I'm waiting for a loving finger to slide gently into me, exploring me, looking for my G-spot, or searching out how to make me squirt, or maybe a cock nudges at my entrance, forcing my cunt lips slightly apart as he kisses my mouth, my neck, my breasts. Those moments are when I'm happiest, because I know to the depth of my soul that the next touch will send me into total bliss, that I'll be taken over the edge into the ecstasy of a shuddering, soul-wrenching release. I think that at its heart, my act of submitting to a man's control over me, of allowing him to decide how and where he's going to touch me next, it's a demonstration of trust. Trust in his intent to focus only on me. Trust that all he wants to do is bring me pleasure in ways that he knows I love. It's almost like he's writing a love letter to my body, but instead of using words, he's using his fingers, his lips, his cock. So although it looks on the surface that he's controlling me, the opposite is actually the case. Because in the intensity of his attention, in his watching carefully, studying closely, my different reactions to each of his touches, in that act of his attention lies my dominance. I have brought him to the point where all he wants to do is please me. He's not thinking of himself. He's not trying to get me to touch him, to take him in my mouth or in my soft pussy. No. When I have my most intense orgasms, when I'm sobbing with emotion, and it looks like I've crossed over into experiencing only pain, that's really when I'm in control. Because everything he does, every little decision he makes, how to kiss me, how to stroke me, when to let his fingers stray inside me, they are all based only on how I'm responding. As he attends to each shiver, each involuntary twitch, every moan that escapes my lips, he's like a courtier, anticipating his queen's every need, determined to bring her maximum pleasure. As he takes her so lovingly, so carefully, to the point of complete abandonment. And so, as you and I are alone, right here, and I'm sharing all my secrets with you, my favorite listener, I want you to know that I think that that's how it would be with you. If the two of us were together, if we were to make love. I mean, you listen to my audios so carefully, so attentively. You focus so intently on my voice that I know you would be a wonderful lover to me, and that I would love submitting to your touch. Would you move over on your bed for me, or just settle back in your sofa? Please, just for me. That's it. Open your legs a little wider so I can lean my body back into your chest. That's nice. Please put your arms around me. Ah, that's nice. I feel so safe when you enclose me like that. When I'm lying back in your arms, so cherished. Can you kiss my neck, please? I would love that. That's so sexy. Yes, run your tongue across my shoulders. Ah, your lips are so warm on my skin. Just like that. You want to know a secret? I'm not wearing any panties. I thought that we might be spending time with each other today, so I wanted to be prepared, to be ready for you, my sweet listener. Go on, pull my dress up. Ha ha ha. You like that, don't you? Don't deny it. I know you do. I can feel something growing underneath me, pushing into my lower back. Go ahead, it's okay. Run your fingers across my stomach. Stroke my belly. Yes, just like that. When you hold me this way, I feel that your whole attention is on me. Can you smell my desire? My pheromones are creating that gorgeous scent, just responding to your presence. Do you like it, that perfume? It's how my pussy tells you I'm ready to be touched there. Please let me feel your fingers on me. Oh, that's beautiful. Just like that. Fuck, I feel so wet. Can you hear me? I'm coated in stickiness. My lips are sliding against each other. God, that feels so fucking good. Thank you, my love, for making me so slippery. When I hear my juices coating my lips, that's a sure sign I'm being treated just as I want to be. Would you lay me out on the bed or on the sofa? I would fucking love that. I want to be yours, stretched out in front of you. I want to give myself to you. I want you to touch me, use me in any way you desire. Is it okay if I lie on my back? Yeah? You want my legs to dangle over the side? Here, let me take my dress off. Oh fuck, this is so fucking sexy. Me lying here, my legs open, my pussy waiting. You standing over me, touching yourself as you gaze on my body. Go on, stroke your shaft for me. Can I tickle your balls? Oh fuck, they feel so tight. Will you release them for me? Will you let all that seed out just for me? Oh fuck, yes, force my legs wide. I want to be more open than I've ever been before. I need my pussy lips to be spread wide apart. Oh fuck, that feels so good. Will you put it in me? I know we don't know each other very well, but I trust you. And it would feel so fucking good. Please, darling, come inside me. Oh god, oh shit. It feels like you're splitting me open. Oh fuck, I'm so ready to come. Please, just fuck me. I need it. I need you. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, my love. What did you do? I haven't come that hard in ages. I knew you would be a wonderful lover. Did you come? I hope so. Can we do this again? The next time you see an audio of mine, please promise that you'll click on it.